happens once the ligand binds? It causes the receptors to associate in pairs. So they go and, if you like, join up. They could be the same one, as in HER1, HER1, or two separate ones, HER2, HER3, for example. And that's called dimerization. And dimerization is critical for the, if you like, the growth pathways to be stimulated. And they can be either homodimers or heterodimers. Now, HER2 is a preferred dimerization partner for HER3, HER1, and HER4. I suppose partly this is a sort of symbiotic relationship, because HER2 doesn't have an ectodomain and HER3 doesn't have a tyrosine kinase domain.